What's up, dudes? How's it? What? I always push the wrong button.
Yeah.
I need to update the hotkey.
You should do that.
I don't know why. It's different. Let's do the show like this, though.
Is this the zoomed in one, or is that
Yeah,
your
this
camera?
Is the zoomed one. Yeah. Yeah, this is the camera.
That's the wrong one. That's the wrong one even more.
I think, is this the second week in the row that I've done this?
Yeah. You can't figure it out with the new camera.
No, it's not that. The hotkeys have not changed whatsoever.
You can't
okay?
figure it out.
Here's the thing. On my channel, one is the main cam, and for some reason, on this channel, zero is the main cam.
Uh-huh.
And so I hit 5-1 on mine to go live. I hit 5-0 on this one to go live. But one on this one is this.
Yeah, you should change that up, man.
I should, because we just start the show with my
change
big
that
face.
Up so you don't screw up, you know?
Dude, I don't even know how to screw up. I'm so flawless.
You just screwed up.
Hey, guys. Chat's very lively this morning. Birdlaw, Taylor, she Menace, how y'all doing?
Hey, y'all.
How you doing out there?
What's going on with your bad sales?
Yeah. You guys like the sub badges? I made them myself. It's a hog coin. I'm going to get real currency minted.
Are you?
Yeah, I am. Yep.
Then for how long do you have to be a sub to get an actual physical hog coin?
1 million years.
Mm.
I'm gonna mint the first coin when the first sub is eligible. Feel like that's fair. Why would I make them ahead of time?
In 1 million years.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. So basically you need to have a credit card that can never expire and then you die and continue to support the show. I haven't quite figured out how I'm going to live the 1 million years.
To mint the coin,
it's gotta
be in your will.
It's got to be like something that ancestors pass down year after year after year.
Definitely.
To be like...
Because you're not living
my great, 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 great grandfather wanted me to mint this coin. His name was Seth, and he was a legend.
They ain't gonna remember you.
No, a million years from now? Is the sun even exist a million years from now? I don't think so, right?
We're all dead.
Ooh, cryosleep. Birdlaw might be on to something.
100,000 years, we're all dead. Red.
Is that really how long the sun's gonna... Only 100,000 more years?
Yeah. Sun or volcano or...
Well, I mean, there's gonna be extinction events, but the sun is like the extinction event. Like, there's no coming back from the sun going away.
I think it's got a little longer than that.
100 million years?
100 million, maybe. I don't know.
It's probably something real easy for us to Google, right?
It's 100,000.
When will the sun burn out?
Here we go.
See, the sun will eventually burn out, not for a long, long time. The sun has used up about half of its hydrogen in the last 4.6 billion years, so it still has enough hydrogen to last another 5 billion years. Dude, come on.
We're fine.
5 billion years?
That's a long-ass time.
Okay, so my ancestors will be able to mint the coins for you.
Yeah, totally. Totally,
so we just got to hope that, like, Amex survives another 100 million years.
Yeah.
Sure they will, man.
Yeah, that will last.
I know my debt with them will.
Humanity will last.
So it's kind of the same thing. If a credit card company goes out of business, do I still owe them money?
Yes.
Somebody's going to buy their debt.
That sucks.
Uh-huh.
Freaking America, dude. Does the camera look darker than normal?
Mm-mm.
Does it look good?
Looks great, man. I'm tired.
I can tell. How late did you stay up last night, man?
Like 4.
Why'd you do that, man?
I watched Game of Thrones.
Why are you doing that till 4 a.m.?
I woke up because I slept all day yesterday, so I woke up.
Uh-huh. What time?
About 4 in the morning.
Wait.
And then I had to go to bed. No, like I... My mental state woke up.
Oh, so you tried to go to sleep at 4 and then you woke up at 4.
Sure.
Okay, so walk me through your day. You go to sleep on Friday night when?
What was Friday?
It was 2 days ago. So not the last sleep, but the one
before
that.
2.
Okay.
Laid down 2 or 3.
Okay. So in bed 3 a.m., wake up at when? Noon? Because we flipped tires at 1:30.
Yeah, we woke up then.
Like at noon or at 1:30?
Probably 12:30.
Okay, so at 12:30, text me at 1. We flipped tires from 1:30 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
You go back home what?
I think we ate.
Okay.
Yeah, we got taco shop.
Okay. That's a great place.
watched some more, I think, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and then passed out at like 3:30.
So you went back to bed at 3:30.
We laid down, yeah.
Okay.
And then just fell asleep.
Okay, and then what time did you wake up?
8.
Okay. Then what? Gym?
No.
So by the way, chat, for those of you who were in my stream last night, 8 o'clock, Colby was asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I woke up at 8.
Did you eat, or?
Went and got buffalo.
Oh, that's right. Okay, Buffalo Wild Wings. Okay. And then you came, you said you got it to go.
Yeah.
Why do I remember your life better than you?
I don't remember what happened before that. Woke up at 8. I think we showered.
Okay.
Yeah, we showered.
Okay.
Then got buffalo, then came home, ate it, and then headed your way.
And then came to me, about 9:30.
Yep.
Okay, and then about 9:30, we hung out until about 1:30.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went to bed.
Yep.
You went to bed at 4.
Yep.
But you didn't really?
No, I did.
Okay.
That's when I laid down. But I wasn't tired when I laid down at 4.
Okay.
That was what I meant.
And then you woke up today at 1.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're here now.
I woke up at 12.
Okay, 12.
Yeah.
Okay, now you're here.
Yeah, I got a haircut. What?
I just feel like that's not normal, man.
I don't think it is, but
no.
I'm enjoying it.
Are you? Because you don't look like you're a man who feels enjoyment right now.
Well, right now, no, but all the sleep. I'm very much enjoying all the sleep.
Did you ever think that maybe, like, sleep earlier and you get enjoyment earlier?
No.
Because you sure do put off sleep till, like, late.
I like sleep, but I don't like going to sleep.
I mean, I can relate.
Asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate both going to sleep and sleep. It's worthless. I wish I didn't have to do it.
Man.
I hate sleep.
Like, one of the best dreams the other night. It was crazy.
Sleep sucks.
It was so cool, man.
Tell me about it, man.
I want to live in that dream.
What dream was it?
I don't know. Me and Britt were, like, at a hotel. But it was like the Grand Budapest Hotel or some weird shit.
Oh, yeah. Voldemort was there?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
They had the big old like indoor water park.
Okay.
That you weren't supposed to go on, yet I went on it.
Oh, and man. What a rebel.
And then I went on it, and then Britt came down from the room because I had forgotten which room and floor we were on.
Okay.
I got up to the room. I left to go grab something. Then I couldn't remember where the floor was.
Okay.
So then I was like, I'll play on this fucking goddamn water park.
There's a water slide here, so I'll just do that instead.
She comes down, and then we get yelled at by the Asian tenants of this hotel.
Well, why does race matter, man?
All of them were Asian.
Okay. All right.
They were dressed up super communist style, too, so I'm thinking North
like
Korea.
North Koreans?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so then we start getting chased around the hotel by these Korean soldiers.
Okay.
And I end up in a room with
Why were they chasing you? Did you do something wrong?
Yeah, we weren't supposed to be on the fucking water park.
But it's in your hotel.
Yeah.
Well, that's mixed signals.
Right?
Yeah.
I was
that's why North
well.
Korea is bad right
that's
there.
Why I was confused. I think you had like to pay a ticket or something. I didn't pay the ticket. I don't know.
Well, then it's still their fault for letting you on it.
That's a great point. I just kind of ran up the opposite way of where you're supposed to go, I'm pretty
sure. What, you ran up the slide?
Yeah. That's... It was not a very steep slide.
Okay.
It was more like a lazy river slide.
Okay. Okay.
It looked super cool.
And you had to have a ticket for it.
I think so.
In the hotel that
you
paid for.
This is my logic that I'm reasoning throughout the day.
These are like your worst nightmares.
Really detailed.
It's like you being surrounded by Asian people because people think you're Asian, so that's like a deep-seated hatred for you because you don't want to be Asian. You want everyone to know that you're white.
Okay.
All right, so that's fear number one. Fear number two is you're in a hotel in a strange place. You don't know where to go. Okay. Fear number three is you are on a water slide and you're not supposed to be.
You haven't heard the rest of the dream
yet. All right, man. We're stacking them up. Keep them coming. Unpack your baggage,
I
man.
End up in this room.
Okay.
That is like... You would think it looks like a serial killer's basement, like all tiled floors so he can clean up
right.
the blood mess.
Drain
like
in the middle
chains
and stuff.
Chains hanging
oh, God.
From the ceiling and shit.
The torture chamber.
So then I meet this guy. Well, I don't really meet him. I just see him. And then
okay.
he sticks out in my dream for some reason. But he has a man body.
Okay.
But he's got webbed hands and feet.
Oh.
He's scaly.
Oh.
And then he has like a fish head.
So he's the guy from Shape of the Water.
Kinda, but his mouth is more, like, big and, like, looks like it'll eat your face. And then he's got big old fucking weird-looking eyes.
So there's a mutant fish person
yeah.
in a torture room.
And he's speaking
okay.
to an invisible woman. I don't know why, but there was an empty chair that he was speaking to, yet I could see flashes of who was in the chair that he was speaking to, and it just looked like an old woman.
Okay, so you're scared of deep sea creatures,
yeah,
and you're scared of being tortured. So both of those things make sense.
Uh-huh.
The old woman, not so sure about. Was she Asian?
No, I don't think so.
It's an old white woman?
She looked like Betty Crocker.
I don't know what Betty Crocker looks like.
I don't know. Like a standard, like, southern...
So an old sweet grandma.
Farm lady grandma cooking food.
But did she give off an evil vibe,
yeah,
or did you feel like she was strapped there with
evil
you?
Okay.
Vibe. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, like she was in charge of the fish person.
Okay. When the fish person was speaking English, or was he speaking fish?
It was some weird goddamn language, man. It was like Latin or some shit.
Latin?
I don't know.
Okay, well, there's your Catholic that you're scared of right there. That makes sense.
So,
all the people speaking Latin at you.
I think then I go towards a window in the room, and then I either die or this is the end of the dream.
Okay.
And then, so credits start to roll.
Oh, you have credits in your own dream? Daniel Day-Lewis played everybody.
Can't remember anybody on the list of credits. But they started to play.
What song was over the credits?
Then,
was it orchestral or an actual song?
I think it was like Static Noise.
Oh, man.
Super
like
creepy.
Cloverfield style. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then the actual movie starts to play. So,
oh, it's all been a prologue!
Like...
Are you still...
No,
so
no.
You never woke
so the,
up?
The whole dream... No. The whole dream I experienced was like a virtual reality simulation of a movie that happened back in the day or some shit like that. So the whole first part of the dream was me going through the virtual simulation, and then the virtual simulation ended, and then it actually played the real movie that the dream was based off of. And I watched, like, third person.
Maybe
you know,
don't
people.
Drink whiskey anymore, man.
Dude, no. It's like, leading to some great dreams.
That doesn't sound great.
That wasn't scary.
You
I was
were
just
chased
very
by North
curious.
Koreans.
Yeah, but I knew I wasn't going to get caught.
You got caught. You got thrown into a torture chamber with a killer fish man.
That's true. But I don't think I died. I could have died because I don't know how
it ended. Well, you didn't die
because
it wasn't real.
But I don't remember.
So what happened after that? You just relive it again, but it's real?
I watched the movie, got to the same room at the end again, and then I woke up.
Dude, what? That's... I don't... You need to talk to a psychiatrist.
I really do.
That is...
I don't know. No, that means nothing. It was just a...
Everything means something. That means something.
Bowl full
that's
of
like
shit.
Some... That's like you're like... You don't feel like anything's real in your life. That's how I interpret that. Like, you're grasping for something that makes sense, but nothing does.
Man,
and then
you
when you find something that makes sense, your body rejects it and pretends that it's false and continues down the narrative of untruth that you've projected in your mind, man.
I mean, we do a show on the internet where we actually make money off of it for people who find this entertaining.
What's that have to do with anything?
It's kind of unbelievable.
It's not unbelievable at all. Plenty of people make money in entertainment.
It's a little bit unbelievable.
Why? Sitting next to this talent, you find it unbelievable?
Yeah.
That's the second time I've used this line.
It was just 2018, man. 2018 is almost half over, and then the faster it goes, it'll be 2020, and then 2030, and then 2040, then I'll be dead.
Yep. That's the second time in the last 48 hours I used that line, and the two most important people in my life both laughed at it. I just want that to be known.
What did you say?
This talent.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then you guys just instinctually laugh. Like, it's meant as a joke, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, not for you. BetterHelp.com, Colby. Affordable counseling to work through your dream movie.
Perfect.
Yeah, yesterday on the way to flip tires, I was like, we probably should talk to Colby about like what a beginning, middle, and end should be and all that. And Chris gave out some idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, she's like, I just don't want it to be bad. And I'm like, you think it's going to be bad? You think out of everything I've built, where I've reached in my career, the talent that I have, I'm going to allow something to be released that's not good? And she just started laughing.
Yeah, it's going to be bad.
It hurt. Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. But it's not because we weren't good, because the wind sucked.
No, it's going to be
bad. I'm gonna check out this BetterHelp. I feel like you need this. Look at this. It's time for better dreams, man. Convenient,
exactly
affordable,
what I need.
Private online counseling. That is, and they have an app, dude.
Oh, perfect.
That's what you need.
Do I text them, or is it like
FaceTime? It's got to be text.
Well, that's so dumb.
I mean, I'm sure you could also do FaceTime.
Is it free?
No. It says insurance is not required. You could also talk to a counselor. All right, let's see. How much does it cost?
I don't know, man.
Where's the cost? Who will be helping me? After you sign up, we will match you with an available counselor who fits your objective preferences and the type of issues you're dealing with. How I communicate. Here we go, man. Exchanging messages, chatting live, speaking over the phone, or video conferencing. So you can do whatever you want, man. Whatever makes you feel comfortable.
Find where the money is.
Okay, how do I... There's not going to have money on
how
here.
How will I pay?
Face-to-face counseling costs $150 to $250 for a single session. Counseling, but the counseling ranges from $35 to $80 per week for unlimited access to your counselor.
Oh, my God.
So if you want to do face-to-face, you might as well go to a real... I tried to sign up for that. Got an email telling you they couldn't help
me.
Well,
not good.
If a therapist is like, nah. Yeah. Like, that's what would happen to me. If I like went to a therapist and I'm like, okay, yeah. I haven't seen a therapist in 31 years. I was diagnosed with depression when I was 12. They'd just be like, okay, get out. It's like, I need the Navy SEAL of therapists.
Yeah, we don't need to delve through all that.
Yeah, there's
issues.
Just no, where do I start?
It's just too much.
Where do I start, man?
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't start anywhere. You start by saying, there's the door. That's what they do.
Some whiskey right here.
But I did some therapy with Katrina. She used to be a co-host on one of my old podcasts, and she was going to school to become a therapist. And so for college, she like needed to do practice sessions, so she did them on me. It was actually, it's probably the best I'd ever felt in my life, just talking through my issues.
What issues like, do you want to talk through, man?
Oh, I can't do them on
Let's
the air.
Talk through them.
No, I can't do them. Can't do them because I'm not going to lie to you, man. 90% of them would be about you and Chris. Just you guys and just dealing with you and my insecurities. The other 10% is Brit. It's just people I know.
Oh, yeah.
What they think about me. Yeah.
Why?
Mostly because I think everybody hates me.
That's true.
I know. I need to talk to somebody about that.
No,
so they
you
can
don't.
Lie to me
just
and be like,
accept it.
Nah. Well, I mean, I have accepted it, but the therapist will make me feel better
you
about the hate.
You definitely haven't accepted it if you think about it constantly.
Well, I've accepted I don't want it. See, Blue is like, Seth, maybe it's you. That's it. The therapy helps you be okay with what you're going through. It doesn't solve any of your problems. It just makes you accept your problems for what they are and be okay with it. Oh. So I would walk out of therapy feeling better about the fact that you hate me.
I don't think that's how therapy works.
That's how therapy works for me, man. I'm sorry, Taylor. I'm sorry. We don't have transcoding today. Blame Twitch. Send him an email. I don't know how to help. I can't do nothing about it. It just sucks.
I need to find a new place to host the show, man.
We ain't doing that. I love Twitch, okay?
Well, Twitch sucks. So how about you get him to stop sucking?
I don't think Twitch sucks.
It sucks.
The only people who get transcoding are partners. We get it if it's available. Right now, a lot of people
That's
are streaming,
stupid.
Apparently.
Fuck those other people.
Hey, at least we can play our show on here without it getting blocked.
That's true.
What do you want to go, Mixer? You
yeah,
want to go to Mixer,
man?
Let's
get on that Microsoft
I bet they don't have transcoding either.
Right on its dick.
What do you think? If we go to Mixer, you think someone will have transcoding? How do
I
you
mean
even...
someone, but not the small people.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I don't even know how Mixer works, to be honest. Like, how do I go, like, where's bottom streams? Like, they got top streams. Where's bottom? Like, more. Let's just go down. Like, what's a game no one wants to watch? Where's Destiny at on here? Okay, there's 9 people watching Dark Souls right now. So let's look. Hey, who do you think, who should we pick? I mean, these people don't even have avatars. So they got to be bad, right?
Yeah, man.
Let's look. This guy looks like he's professional. Sunday chill stream with Dark Souls. The stream is for mature audiences. Pick the furry. Okay, we did it. Blue. Got this. Okay. I don't know. It looks... Is there quality options? Okay, 720, 480p. There you go, man. Mixer's got quality options, man.
Yeah, man.
Oh, my God. You know what?
This guy needs to get good. That's all I can say.
You know, okay, so...
What about this guy?
Bash. It's still using my Xbox
name. Yeah.
And so I get emails about when he buys things. It's no longer on my card, but it's still on my email.
Right.
So I got an email recently that I subscribed to some dude on Mixer.
Okay.
I don't know who it was, but I just thought that was funny.
What game was he? Remember
he's using
PUBG?
Mixer. Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, if it's built, it's built into the Xbox. Like the Xbox is like,
I'm sure,
like huge. But I think it looks like Mixer allows either top quality or 480p. So it's either like top or bottom of the barrel quality. There's no in between.
Is it actual Mixer?
Yeah, Mixer.
Okay.
Are you gonna look, see what
subscribe
he's up to?
Subscribe to Cabby.
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 Like C-A-B-B-Y?
K-A-B-B-Y.
Of course, because it's the internet. There's no search button on Mixer.
Go to...
What kind of website doesn't have a search bar? Are you heckin'?
What is happening?
Here we go, search channels. Cabby. Oh, it's K. It's K. K-A-B-B-Y, right?
So we wouldn't say what happened, which can only mean one thing.
Why?
Oh, God, this is not what I expected.
He's embarrassed by, like, smiling. The question...
Is this, like... Is this guy supposed to be, like, real ninja? Hold on, let me hide our camera.
Dude, what is he even doing?
He's
is
playing this... He's playing No Man's Sky.
Oh,
that's what
no,
this game
I'm stuck.
Is. This is who Bash likes.
This is apparently who they like, man. They subscribe to him. I'm assuming subscribe means the same thing it does here.
Subscribe? Maybe, dude.
There you go.
I'm really thrown back by the fact that this guy is a headband wearing dude. Like, I feel like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sub $5.99. We make more money on Mixer, too, dude.
Dude, let's...
Jump ship! Yo, let's go!
I'm saying, let's move over.
What kind of emotes they got? Get That's the real quality. Question. Let's see what the real... Let's see what the... I can't click the emote button. Their website doesn't work. I'm in Chrome. Like, what does it work with? Edge?
Yep.
I'm not switching to Edge.
Definitely
for any reason.
Edge.
They're like, hey, Z Swigs and Colby, you want to move over to Mixer? We'll give you like $1 million, but you have to use Edge. I'll be like, hard pass.
Hard pass.
I will not sell out to use Edge.
I would definitely go over your head and take that deal.
Nope, you can't do it. We're partners. It has
that
to be unanimous,
sucks.
Man. It does suck for you, but not for me, because I'm not using
for
Edge
you,
for any amount of money.
Yeah, we no, really.
Yeah.
Really.
Edge is awful, dude.
Really?
Edge is awful.
Really, though.
Really, though.
Really, though.
Really, though.
You're dumb. Why would you not take $1 million?
I mean, you would say no to some things for money that I wouldn't.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Yeah, like having sex with a cow. Bet you wouldn't do that for any amount of money.
I would not.
Yeah, see? I would, because what's the deal? Who cares? Just a cow? It ain't going to tell nobody.
Diseases, man.
The cows don't have
You'll
diseases.
Get cow dick.
Okay, I didn't think this through. Now that I'm thinking about it.
You'll get cow dick. Once you fuck the cow, you can't go back.
It's true, just women won't be the same anymore.
How attractive the cow. Jesus Christ.
I mean, I'm just saying, like... I won't use Edge, you will. I won't have you won't have sex with the cow, I will. I don't actually. I thought about as I was saying that's going to get isolated and used against me sometime.
I'm going to have sex with a cow.
Yeah. Now you just said it.
We're both going to have sex with cows.
Now it's out there for everybody to rip and use, so we're in trouble.
Nah, we're good.
Yeah, it's fine.
We'll live.
Like they didn't know that anyway.
Yeah, like we haven't said worse stuff.
Oh, you've definitely said worse racist
oh,
things.
Yeah,
for sure.
Sure.
Uh-huh. Yep. So you know, speaking of you being a dullard.
Yeah.
I have a video from last night that I want to play.
No.
Do you remember this video?
Yes.
Because I was yelling, I'm going to play this tomorrow on the show for sure.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I remember the picture being taken, but not.
There is a picture, too. I could show that also here. You know, just in case people aren't in the Discord, I feel like it's necessary for them to see the photos. I think it's in general chat.
IRL, bitch.
Okay, I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry. Here it is. Look at this beautiful photo of you. So this is Colby last night playing Watch Your Mouth. Let's get it real big here. Just make sure it looks real good on the screen. I'm going to leave it there just long enough for it to become the Twitch thumbnail. And people really click because of that, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then your chin hair, that is not a good angle for it right there.
Nope.
It's not good. But, yeah, so last night we played Watch Your Mouth. That's about it. Colby is really bad at that game. He doesn't.
I'm fine.
I learned that Colby. Okay,
y'all suck.
So y'all saw what it is. You basically put a dental thing in your mouth.
Yeah, you had a dental thing.
Yeah, that prevents you from moving your lips, which makes B's, P's, H's.
M's,
you know, letters like that, like, hard to say. And then you're supposed to say the phrase to your partner, and then your partner guesses what you were saying. If you get it right, you get a point. It's a simplistic game, okay? It's very easy to figure out. What Colby does is not move his teeth at all.
You don't.
So, like, when I'm out here, you know, I try to move my teeth, you know, I try to make sounds. Colby does this. And there's like, you can't understand what he's saying.
You can understand me fine.
Like, he's looking right at Britt, and he's like supposed to say like bouncing baby boys. And he's like, bouncing hee hee.
I don't know how to speak with something opening my mouth like that.
Well, you just speak.
I figured it out later.
He
did. We
did
fine.
It took about 20 minutes, and then he figured
Shut
out.
Shut up.
And we're just yelling at him to move his mouth because he's just like yelling at. And I'm a little like, I think he might talk like that in real life.
I'm sure I do.
Like, I'm looking at you right now. You just said that. Your teeth didn't move.
I'm sure I do.
Sounded the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then after we played that game, because Colby was too bad at it, me and Chris scored 40 points, and then Colby and Britt scored 19 points. Yeah. And then we changed partners, and I think Colby and I, we had 29, and Britt and Chris had 27. So we still won. I'm undefeated. Mostly because no device can stop my mouth from flapping.
Nope.
But we stopped playing that because Colby was hurting everybody with his inability to move his lips.
That's fine.
And we played Catchphrase, which if you haven't played that, there's a little device. Looks like it's about this big around. And it's got a button on it and just says a word. And you're supposed to describe the word to your partner. Then you pass it around like hot potato because it's beeping. And whatever person it buzzes on, that team loses.
Yes.
Colby was trying to explain something to me, and I raged. Or I was trying to explain something to you, and you were just guessing the same word over and over again.
Sure.
And I raged out, and I slammed it on the table, and I broke it. So that's awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't.
It was a good game, and you ruined it.
I mean, I still have hope that it'll come back online and work at
you
some point
it.
Because that we've had that game for 10 years.
Right.
Like,
explains why smashing it once would. Break it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I feel like I've smashed it before.
Well, yeah.
I feel like
it's
one
only,
smash.
It's got like 100 smashes that it could do, and last night was 99. And
it's like a cat has 9 lives, and I've smashed it one too many
yes.
times. That could be. Part of me wants to smash it again and see if it turns back on.
I mean,
we did get it to turn back on,
better,
but then it didn't make noise. Maybe I'll unscrew the back and like try to do like some.
Yeah, you tinker with it.
Dude, if I fix it, though. Are you gonna be impressed?
Yep.
Not, are you really?
Not very, but like to a little bit. Yeah.
Okay, all right. I'll take a little bit of impressed. I'm fine mm-hmm. with that. So then, after I broke that game, we had to figure out another game to play.
Mm-hmm.
So then we did Heads Up. For those of you who don't know what Heads Up is, it's Ellen's favorite game. It's where you put an iPad on your head and it shows a word, and then the person across from you is supposed to describe what the word says
yep.
to you, and then you guess. And you try to do it. You try to guess as many as you can in 60 seconds. So if it like says cow, Colby would be like bovine eats grass. Come Big Macs are made from it, and then I'd be like cow, and then we'd tilt it down and we'd get it right. Move on to the next question.
Yep.
So the girls thought it would be hilarious to pick Friends because the TV show
mm-hmm.
Friends, which Colby and I have never seen an episode of,
no,
because we have our dignity and. But apparently Chris and Brittany are both very large fans of the TV show Friends.
Yep.
So, don't know why they love Friends so much.
It's a great show, man.
I was like, Colby and I, we could still do this. We could still describe the things that are happening. What's...
What?
You're just staring at your e-cig.
Yeah. It's a new one. I'm trying to figure out how it works.
You just, like, stared off into space at it like a sight. How dare you? How you tell it then?
No.
You tell it then.
I'm going to be worse.
I mean, you will be.
I also don't remember it.
Okay, that's clear. So here's what happened. I have a video of me and Colby playing Friends Trivia. Now, basically the idea was if we didn't know what it was, if it was something super specific to Friends, we'd just say pass immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually we'd get something like coffee shop because they go to a coffee shop. And so Colby could describe to me coffee shop.
Yeah.
And if he couldn't, pass. At least that was the hope. I have a video of me holding the words on my head and Colby trying to describe to me what it was. It's a 60-second plus video. It includes the clue and Colby's descriptor of the clue.
Yep.
I'm going to play it for you.
Okay.
Prepare yourself for this, chat. This is embarrassing for Colby.
Is she that young one?
Okay, so just, this is my kitchen table. Okay, Colby is sitting across from me. You could tell by the look on his face. He is preparing mentally for the challenge ahead.
It's a sucky thing that we have to do.
Okay, the blue screen down in the bottom left, that is what Colby sees. So he's seeing a countdown. 3, 2, 1.
Pass.
Now, I just yelled at him, if you don't know it, just pass. Okay, here we go.
No, that's Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah.
Not orange, but...
Yellow?
No, the other way.
Okay. So already I'm trying to figure out what's going on. It says Red Ross. That's what he's trying to get me to describe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never, ever going to get Red Ross.
No.
That is something very specific to Friends that he should have said pass on immediately. Now let me remind you, less than a second ago I just said, if you don't know it, just pass.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, Red Ross, I got this. That's what happened. And then he described it. It's not orange. It's the other one. And then I said yellow, and he said the other way.
Yeah. Blue.
What makes orange?
Red.
Okay, that's first word, second rose.
Foreman.
Damn it, second word.
Now, I said Foreman, because Red Foreman, that's funny. It's that 70s show. I don't know what you're laughing at. Are you laughing at my joke?
No, rewind. I said next rose. I meant to say next word.
Okay, so that's going to make sense. Here we go. Listen to how he describes this next word.
It's a flower he gives.
No, it's not.
Oh, damn it.
When Ross gets really, really pissed.
Okay, so here's what just happened. Colby just said it's a flower you give to people.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris goes, no, it's not. Because the word is not rose. The word is Ross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't read far enough, man. I got R-O-S. I was like, rose.
Blue.
What makes Foreman?
Red.
Okay, that's the first word. Second rose.
Foreman.
Damn,
yeah, you said
word.
Second rose.
It's a flower he gives.
No, it's not.
Oh, damn it.
When Ross gets really, really pissed.
What's... Did he think that said rose?
Yeah.
Did Colby think this said rose?
Yeah, he did.
That's what I'm playing with. The man got Red Ross.
Skip it.
It's Red Rose.
And now you're yelling at me. Skip it.
Yeah.
Let's go. Like, you didn't just waste 20 seconds of my life describing Red Rose when it says Red Ross.
Yeah.
Somehow it gets worse.
God damn it.
Skip.
Red Rose! I'm so mad!
If a babysitter is not a woman, what would you call them?
Okay, so first of all, that's just sexist. Babysitters don't have to be women. Also...
That's not what I meant by it! I meant
clearly,
the opposite of a woman!
Then why didn't you say an opposite of a woman?
If a babysitter's not a woman, that's basically what I said. You think it sounds sexist? It's not sexist.
The fact you're trying to make it sound like babysitter is woman by default. So what is it? If it's not a woman, what is it? Is how that question is interpreted.
Well, it can't be a fucking cow, can it? There's only two options it can be, and so the opposite of the other one is what? See, not sexist.
Okay, all right.
Man-sitter.
Is he no friend?
A nanny?
Never mind.
That's second word, first word.
Manny.
No.
Man nanny. Male nanny.
Okay, I just said it. Colby is still talking. Chris jumps in and says, you said it.
Yes.
Male nanny. Why does he not say yes?
Okay, now everyone notice. This is
all right,
this
first
is the
one
coup d'etat.
Was not sexist.
Okay.
This one, a little racist.
Okay, so look at the name. Okay. Freddie Prinze Jr. Listen to how Colby gives me the clue. Now, we only have 2 seconds left. There's no way we're ever going to get this. Okay? But just listen.
Because he's a dumbass.
He's a black man.
No, he's not.
He's a black man. That's what Colby says to me.
Yeah.
He's a black man.
I thought he was a black man.
Freddie Prinze Jr. He's a black man.
I think I saw Prince and was just like, black dude.
Let's just watch the whole thing happen again. Just uninterrupted. Let's just enjoy a snippet from our life.
Oh yeah.
Not orange, but
yellow.
No, the other way.
Blue.
What makes orange?
Red.
Okay, that's the first word. Second rose.
Foreman.
Damn it, second word. It's a flower he gives.
No, it's not.
Oh damn it.
When Ross gets really, really pissed,
you're so defeated.
Did he think that said rose? Yes. Did Kobe think this said rose?
I knew this was
That's
coming.
That's what I'm playing with. The man got red Ross.
Skip it. It
was red God. Rose.
God damn it.
Skip.
Red rose. I'm so mad.
If a babysitter is not a woman, what would you call them?
A man sitter?
Is he no friend?
A nanny?
Never mind.
That's second word, first word.
Manny.
No.
Man nanny. Male nanny.
Go
yes,
check
yes.
Male nanny.
Why does he not say yes?
Because he's a dumbass.
He's a black man.
No, he's not the Freddy Prinze. Freddy Prinze.
How you feel about that, man?
I fucking hate you. I hate you.
Yeah.
So your underlying thought process.
Uh-huh.
Do I? Yes, I do.
Yeah, I know you do.
Good.
Yeah. I mean, it's clear from your descriptions to me in a team game.
Mm-hmm. I want you to lose because you suck. Then you win everything.
Does it make you feel bad that it took you 30 seconds to read Ross?
No.
Okay. And you think maybe it should?
No.
I think it should.
Nope. MAGA. That said Rose.
You're just going to stay by fake news and yeah. It said Ross?
It said Rose.
There's a glitch on the screen. It said
Rose.
And there's no proof otherwise.
The recorded one says Ross, but
yeah,
the one
could
that
have been,
I saw said
that could
Rose.
Have been doctored.
Yep.
It could have been a doctored tape.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so that was game night. And then after that, I think we gave up and we went and played Trivial Pursuit. And Colby actually won another game of Trivial Pursuit.
Yeah, suck it.
Yeah, I don't remember what you won on. I think it was like crows and ravens or something, yep. But Colby knows his crows.
I know my birds.
He's proficient in bird law.
Yeah, I do know the law of birds.
So, yep, so that was the night. Also, I'm a little worried about Colby. Just to air his dirty laundry here on the show. He came over last night, so I don't know how many of you watched Colby Plays Games on Thursday, but we... He brought over his rare and rich reserve, and it was unopened on Thursday night. And then he came over yesterday at 9:30, and there was 20% of it left.
There was 45% left.
It was 20%.
It was 40%.
I looked at it. It was 20%. We could probably scrub this tape. It might be in
it
the 40%. It might be in the background. But yeah, he drank all that on a Friday. So how was your Friday, man? Did you do fun stuff?
Great, hey, man.
What'd you do?
It's game night.
Yeah?
Two game nights in a row.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of games you play? Drink the whiskey? Was that the game you played?
Yep.
Who can drink the best whiskey?
That was my personal game.
And you won, too.
I did.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Game night, huh?
Played Cards Against Humanity and then charades.
Don't you ever get tired of Cards Against Humanity?
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
I feel like you just get the same stuff over and over again. Was Tone there?
Yeah.
Was he talking about races?
Yeah.
What? Okay. So
he's been on this kick of saying Hitler did nothing wrong.
What?
Yeah. He said it the last two times I've been there, like five times.
Like, just out of context, or is there like some context to it?
Like, probably some card made a Jew joke or something, and then he was like, Hitler did nothing wrong.
So he just randomly shouts it out when it's not appropriate.
I mean, he thinks it's funny, but it's clearly not. The man might be an anti-Semite. Fucking
hell. It sounds like he. I mean, where do you think he
I'm
heard
sure
that? Because he clearly
joking.
Didn't come up with that himself.
No.
Where do you think he heard that?
I don't know. It's odd. It's everywhere online, right?
I guess it is kind of a meme.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a meme from 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all the Nazi jokes were funny before Nazis came back last year. Now they're not funny anymore.
Yeah, no.
Because there's actual Nazis now, and that's mm-hmm. not okay. So I feel like we've all pumped the brakes on the... Like, I used to say, like, Hitler built good roads, you know? Like, mm-hmm. I used to make that joke. That's still a funny joke, but it's not anymore. Because Nazis are a real threat again. So I pumped the brakes on all the Hitler jokes.
Yeah.
I did that, you know, when the people showed up with the tiki torches in South Carolina or wherever it was, I was like, okay, maybe we don't make Nazi jokes anymore. You know, you adapt with the time.
Yeah,
you know,
he was there making those jokes, man. Dropping frames.
I'm sorry, man. What would you let me to do? Rub the cord
and fix it.
Okay. Work. It didn't help.
Did worse.
I'm sorry, man. It didn't help.
It's worse.
Now
it's just gone.
It's just gone completely, man. Look what you did. You shut off the show. The people can hear us. They just can't see us real good right now. Do they really need to see us real good?
Yeah, man. We put on these new overlays for all the good reasons of seeing it.
I think 50 minutes followed by 2 minutes of it not moving but still being visible, and then another hour and 10 minutes is enough to showcase the overlays. By the way, when are you going to finish those?
What?
The overlays.
They're finished.
I don't think they're finished.
They're done.
No. Yeah. You said you're going to make them color match, man.
Yeah, no, they're finished.
Okay, I want to get back to the races. Because I'm less curious about Tone Racing and more curious about what you know about the races.
Oh, I don't know shit.
Well, like, you didn't ask any questions about the... Why not, man?
Because I don't give a shit about his life.
I just want to know, like, so are there literally people getting together and just...
Yeah.
Driving, like, they're not street racing.
No.
Because it's not
drag
illegal.
Drag races.
Well, it's not a drag race.
It is.
Because he's in a car he bought at Mel Hamlin Ford.
Well, yeah, but it's a bad drag race. I think they're just there for you to get a time on your car.
What reason?
So you know how fast it goes. If you just floored it.
But can't you, like, all right. Okay, so he has a Dodge Challenger?
Mm-hmm.
What year, do you know?
No.
Dodge Challenger 2017 0-60. Okay, so I just Googled it. Why is this so hard?
See? You're not going to find out unless you take it to a drag strip.
God, I'm going to have to read.
You're just going to go.
Favorite porn genre, please don't scream. If you don't want scream, you're in the wrong place. 90% of what I do is scream.
Well, also, I'm just confused if that's his favorite porn genre.
Please don't scream?
Yeah.
I mean, that probably is a genre.
Or if that was like a command or a,
is he asking us to not scream?
Right, I don't know. I don't get it.
I don't either. I mean, I don't really have a favorite.
Boobs!
Dude, please don't scream.
Sucks.
Please don't scream.
You get one or the other. You can't tell me to do two things.
Okay. Challenger. It's going to be on here, man. Challenger. Okay. 2017 Dodge Challenger, 0-60. It's 6.3. Quarter mile is 14.8 there, right there. Says it right there, man.
Yep.
And he tweeted, I think he did a 15.4.
Mm-hmm.
So he's actually slower than this website.
Yeah, he sucks. He's bad at it.
So, there you go, man. So, did he have to... You don't know anything. You don't know if he had to pay to do it? Is it like invite only?
I think you have to pay to do
it. Can I go to a website and take my car?
Yeah.
Like, I would love to take my 2005 Honda Pilot out to the drag race with all of the Challenger douches.
Yeah, there were like 50.
Like, can we get a minivan and just... Like, what if we take your mom's Pontiac out there? Like, how hilarious would that be?
That thing would go fast.
Okay, what if we take my parents' Honda Odyssey?
There you go.
A 2003 Honda Odyssey. Champagne brown. Yeah, this is literally it. What if we take this car out to the drag race?
Let's do it.
And we go 0-60 in that bad boy.
Yeah, man. That'll turn some heads.
One more, like, I want to, like, social troll them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you think they'd get mad?
They would know that you're out there as a joke, yes. But would they get mad? Maybe some guy who's, like, way too into it.
Do you think Tone would get mad?
No.
You don't?
No.
I feel like he takes this car stuff very seriously.
No.
You don't?
Nah.
I mean, he's out at a race.
Yeah, that's something you do.
I mean, that's more serious than, like, that's not something you do. You can't
that's
just say that's something you do.
You do.
People
if you're
don't
into
do that.
Cars,
so
yes,
he takes
that's
it
something
seriously.
You do.
Have you ever done it?
No, because I'm not into cars.
You're into cars?
I drive a fucking Ford Fusion. Yeah,
you,
I'm into cars.
But you hate it, and you want to get a lifted truck, and you want a Dodge Challenger just like Tone has.
Yeah.
So you're into cars.
Yeah.
Dude, it's hard to talk to you right now.
I know.
It's very confusing.
Good. That's what it's supposed to be.
Shackley says, I'm into the right guy, just chill vibes. This isn't chill vibes. This is sleep and apathy. I just want that to be clear. Also, this guy's funny. I really like our troll policy. It's the best.
Man, I like the I like that compliment.
Oh, that's for me, though.
No, it's not.
Yes, how do
you
know?
You don't know that.
I know it for a fact.
I know it was for me.
We'll never find out.
I actually spoke with Varco Pease, and we're buddies, and he likes my tits.
You think he's like half aardvark?
No. Varco Pease?
Yeah.
Flat is justice, so...
I'm just mad that you say you're not into cars.
I'm not!
You've talked so much about cars on this
show. I have not!
You have.
I've talked about cars more than you have, but that's
because
not the same.
I'm not into cars.
I'm not either. I'm not. Don't know how to fix one. Don't know how to race one. Don't know how to stick shift. Don't know how to fucking...
Do you think Tone knows how to do those things?
Yeah. He used to drive a stick shift car.
Well, okay, a stick shift, sure. But that's just because we're mostly...
He works at a fucking mechanic shop.
Okay. He doesn't actually fix cars, though. He gives clipboards to the people who do. Let's
be honest here. He probably could do some more things than I could. So, he's a car guy.
I mean, he also doesn't race. Like,
he
you
also
mentioned
knows
race.
Terms. And,
what
like,
do you mean terms?
Terminology.
I know terms.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, look. Minivan.
I would love for you to talk to the guy that he talks to in our group that knows cars and hear their conversations because
wait,
I'm
you have actual
lost.
You actually have a car guy in your group?
Oh yeah. Well, he's not there all the time, but yeah, he's there sometimes. And yeah, I rode in his fucking car and it was ridiculous.
What kind of car is it?
It was a Nissan 3000, I want to say.
Okay, I don't know what that is. It's probably like a car.
You remember Tone's old blue car?
I guarantee you it looks like a car that that a giant sat on. Okay?
That a giant sat on.
Uh-huh. Yep, that's exactly what it looks like.
A giant sat on that.
Okay, it looks like a giant sat on that car and squished... Why is it also looks like a giant sat on that resolution. Why is it so small? Which one is it? So like this? This one? Is that what his car looked like, man?
No, that's not
that's
it.
That's a sweet-looking car. You know anyone who has that kind of car?
It's a GTR. It's not even a 3000.
Is it that?
Yeah.
That's not
it's
it.
It's basically that.
That's a 300ZX.
It's
what about this?
Number.
Is that it?
Yeah, man. That truck. That's it.
Why does this car not exist on Google? Is that what it looks
no,
like?
No, like the first one is literally it.
This one here?
Yeah. That's literally it.
Is that old?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you thought that looked cool?
No.
Oh.
No, but it's fast as shit.
Okay.
And he can drift in it, and he drifted in a donut. I've done a donut in that car with him.
I guess, okay, you're not going to be able to explain it to me because you're not a car guy, but I guess what I don't get is, like, isn't the fastest production car right now a Tesla?
No.
Like, on the 0 to 60 scale?
No.
Yeah, I think it is.
No.
Yeah.
It's like a Bugatti, man.
No, I mean, like, a car you can go buy. You can't just
no
go
idea.
Buy a Bugatti.
You definitely can.
Well,
you got $2 million.
Three people in the world can go buy it, yeah. Okay? And they have to work through brokers and everything else,
no,
man.
No, you could just
there's
drop
no Bugatti dealerships, man.
Not here.
Nowhere.
Yeah, there are.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Go to L.A. I'm sure I can
find
I'm
just going to Google Bugatti showroom. We are idiots. We are both not car guys arguing about what does and does not exist about cars we've never seen in real life. This is the show. Bugatti dealership. All right, man. Brahman Bugatti Miami. You would think the people who sell Bugattis could afford a website that wasn't built in 2003.
Nah. The cars speak for themselves, man. They don't need a website.
Bugatti sports cars are some of the most coveted cars in the world. We're proud to provide a selection of them to you at our state-of-the-art Bugatti dealership right here in Miami.
Yeah, man. There's also like a whole bunch of fucking European supercars that can go 0 to 60 in
okay.
like a second.
So like if we search fastest 0 to 60.
Faster 0 to 60.
I will eat you. Fastest 0 to 60. Okay, so the list of fastest production cars by acceleration. This is on okay.
Wikipedia.
Yeah, right here, look at this. Porsche 918 Spyder, 2014, 2.2 seconds. Tesla Model S, 2016, 2.28. It's 0.08 seconds slower than the number one car.
But is it the number one? No, it's not. Also, look what's right below that.
Challenger's right below it.
It will beat a Lamborghini.
You know how mad the people have got to be at Dodge that they're 0.02 seconds slower than the next one? Like, to work that hard.
No, I think they're fine being above Lamborghinis, the Ferrari, fucking Bugatti.
There's the Bugatti. Porsche,
McLaren.
So 1, Jesus. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So there's what? 3 Lamborghinis, 2 Bugattis, 2 Porsches.
I mean, that is like the top of the line, probably.
But
yeah, it was
the,
only limited
this is
to 3,300.
This is an old man. This is I'm white and I work at an oil plant car. Okay? This isn't I'm a rapper car like all the other ones are. Well, the Porsche is also a white man's car. All the other cars, they're for people who have swagger. No one arrives in the Tesla and like gets respect. The only people who respect Teslas are people who wear windbreakers and eat lunch outside. Those are the only people that
How
like Teslas.
How much is a Tesla?
It might say on here, right? They're not that expensive. I think they're $60,000 or something like that. I mean, we can just Google it. Tesla.
I want one. 74.
74. I mean, that's expensive, but the Porsche Spyder's more expensive than that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an affordable car. What is that's BMW price. That's, mm-hmm. you know, it's a luxury car price. It's right. not, what are those supercars, right? Yeah. That's not supercar price.
It's not a $2 million car.
Also, Tone's car is not a Hellcat.
No.
So.
No, it's not. It's the stock Challenger.
Right. But still, like, my whole point was, we went on this tangent, is that for $80,000, you can essentially go out and get, taking off a fraction of a second, a tenth of a second, the fastest car in the world. And then all these people spend thousands and thousands of dollars upgrading 1997 Nissans
mm-hmm.
to be slower than that. Yeah. Is it so? Do the car guys do it? Like, you talk to a car guy, do you get the impression that he does it to go fast? Or what I think, does he do it because he enjoys taking something that isn't fast and making it fast?
The second one, yeah.
Okay.
The working on it is what they like.
That's
to
what
do.
They like to do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But so what they do when they talk to people like us, are they simpleton in it with like being like, it goes fast, that's why it's cool? Or does he actually talk to you about like you come over here and I'm proud of like the setup that we have. Like, I guerrilla engineered this over the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. This setup is literally a 1980s Accord that I've souped up. That's literally what this audio setup is. That's a metaphor that's equivalent of what it is. Gotcha. And your eyes glaze over and you want to die when I talk about it.
Yep.
But you don't do that for cars, right?
No, yes.
You do?
Because I don't know what the hell they're talking about. Man.
So when they see that happen, like when I see that happen here, I'm just like, sit down and look what I can do. I can do cool camera angles, you know, and it looks HD and we never drop frames and it sounds great, you know, we got great equipment. Like, that's what I show, the end product. So mm-hmm. is that like what car dudes do? And they're like, it's fast.
Well, yeah, the simpletons. He's like, I'm gonna floor it here, and then you're gonna
okay.
see how fast it goes because of what I've done to
okay.
it. Yeah.
So now that I've got you in my corner, mm-hmm. that makes Tone a simpleton because the only thing he did was, let's go fast.
Yeah.
So he's not a car guy.
Well, he's thinking about doing stuff to it.
Okay.
He wants to drop a new engine in it.
Why would you do that? A whole new engine?
Yeah, to give it more horsepower.
I thought the point was like you upgraded the engine that was in it.
Nah.
Isn't that cheating?
No.
That'd be the equivalent. Instead of me going and making my soundboard sound better, I just go buy a new soundboard.
Yeah. I don't know. They're really expensive. That's why most people don't do that and do the
new engines
to be like
right.
Know,
well, I would assume people on a budget like they can afford you know $200 a month in car parts.
Yeah.
So they just spend their $200 a month and slowly rebuild something that costs $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I don't know. Car people are fucking weird, bro.
Dude, they are weird. I just can't believe that there's people doing
configurations. What?
Do you want to build your dream Tesla right now, man?
Well, it's 100D and then P100D.
See, this right here, this is a website, man. Look at this. Look at this. This is your car. Okay, let's build your car, man.
What's the difference?
Okay, so if you want the P100D, that's the one that goes 0 to 60 in 2.5 seconds. Is that the one you want?
Yeah.
Okay, so we got to upgrade to the P100D. All right. So you can get it on a loan for only $1,800 a month.
Oh, only that? Only what I make?
That is probably more than what you make. That is outrageous. $2,000 a month? That's insane. But let's lease it. How about a lease? Oh, it's $1,875. Went up. What about paying cash, dude? $123. Let's just look at this, because for some reason, that seems more doable than the loan number. Is that how it feels to you?
No.
Okay, well, it does to me. Okay, mostly because zero is still zero no matter what. Okay, so how do we upgrade this? Like, paint? Oh, okay, here we go. So let's choose your color, bro. What Tesla color do you want?
I don't know.
It's not loading very quickly, is it? Like, can you show me? Can you, like, show me the things?
How's Chrome working?
There we go. There we go. I don't know. It just didn't load. Okay. What color do you want, man? You got solid black. You got, like, this kind of silverish blue. You got, like, a matte black, royal, navy, silver. Brett, we're buying Colby a Tesla. We're shopping for a Tesla. So, white or red, man?
Let's go with the third one.
This one right here?
Yeah.
Obsidian black metallic.
There you go.
Dude, that looks slick right there, man.
Yeah, it does.
But you drive a black car now and you hate it, don't you, because it's too hot?
Yeah, how about the second one?
Okay, roofs and wheels. Oh, you mean paint?
Yeah.
That looks good, too.
There you go.
Yeah, midnight silver. That's going to be a little more reflective, right? A
little bit.
Okay, so let's go to the roof and the wheels. Okay, glass roof currently, or you can do the sunroof.
Glass roof, bitch.
You don't need the sunroof at all?
Nah, fuck that.
What if you want to stand out on top of it and be like, oh, man, Paris.
Not
going
to do that.
I don't know.
Not going to do that.
Okay, 19-inch silver wheels. All right, we got the 19-inch Sonic Carbon Slipstream wheels.
Oh, shit.
Or the 21-inch Sonic Carbon Twin Turbine wheels.
What's the other one, the further one?
This one's got to be more expensive. Oh, the 21-inch black arachnid wheels.
You got those. I got those. Next.
Okay, interior. Now, here's what we can do. We can do the white premium. Then it won't get so hot.
Yeah, but then it'll get dirty.
Okay, what about carbon fiber? Oh, that's your decor. That's your decor. So black premium or white? You get black or white. That's all you get.
I want white.
Okay, and then you can have the wood grain, nope, or you can have the carbon fiber.
Who the fuck gets wood grain? It's not 1990s.
Old white dudes who actually buy these cards. That's who get them.
Put the white interior on there, bitch.
Okay, white interior. I mean, you got an $80,000 car. I feel like you should be able to take care of your white interior.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
I would hope so.
Sure.
Okay. All right.
I think that's it.
So now we got your car. Does it show like pictures of the interior? I feel like they should have a better builder. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Okay. So, next.
Next?
Let's see what it says next. Okay. So, you got the midnight silver metallic paint with the glass roof, 21-inch black arachnid wheels. You've got the premium upgrades package, the ludicrous speed upgrade, and the Tesla red brake calipers.
Perfect.
It's white premium interior with carbon fiber decor and a dark headliner. Sound good?
Yep.
Okay, you need to pay $2,500 right now in order to reserve this car.
I've got it.
Okay, and then after that, it's going to be $1,979 a month for the loan.
Don't got that.
Okay. Well, if you just want to pay up front, it's only $141,000.
Oh, okay, I got that.
I mean, that doubled the price.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel like you really added anything outrageous.
It didn't double it, did it?
I mean, it went from 80 to 140.
Oh, yeah, but well, that one's the slow one. This is the fast
right, that's
one.
Right, but...
I want to go fast,
you
bitch.
Could buy two slow ones, though.
Yeah, but I don't need two slow ones. You need one fast one.
Put it on PayPal.
That's ridiculous.
Who's going to buy a $200,000 car with PayPal?
That's ridiculous.
That is the stupidest thing I've ever seen. Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah, you know why. It's because it's fucking Musk.
Yeah, he made PayPal, yeah. But, like, come on, dude. Okay, so let's see what you get with it. Okay, you got the premium upgrade package. So that prevents viruses and it cuts a HEPA air filtration system with a blow weapon defense mode. Okay, it prevents viruses and bacteria from entering the cabin with a medical-grade HEPA air filtration system. It blocks offensive odors, noxygen oxides, and hydrocarbon exhaust fumes from polluting the cabin air with two activated carbon purification filters.
Oh, my Lanta.
It custom audio systems specifically tuned for Tesla's ultra-quiet cabin. It has XM satellite radio. It has sub-zero weather features, including heated seats for every passenger, heated steering wheel, wiper blade defrosters, and washer nozzle heaters.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Does that sound pretty good to you, man?
Yeah, man.
Look at that. It's beautiful. Beautiful. Okay, let's see. Oh, you didn't add the enhanced autopilot. Do you want to add that?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, that gives you the self-driving, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you probably want the full self-driving.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. That doubles the number of active cameras from 4 to 8, enabling full self-driving in almost all circumstances. At what we believe to be a probability of safety at least twice as good as the average human driver. System is designed to be able to conduct short and long distance trips with no action required by the person in the driver's seat.
That's fucking crazy.
Dude, that is insane, actually.
I want money to pay for this.
For superchargers that have automatic charge connection enabled, you will not even need to plug in your vehicle. All you need to do is tell your car where to go. If you don't say anything, the car will look at your calendar and take you there as an assumed destination or just home if nothing is on the calendar. Your Tesla will
just fall asleep and be like, where am I at now, car?
Jesus. Your Tesla will figure out the optimal route, navigate urban streets even without lane markings, manage complex interactions with traffic lights, stop signs, and roundabouts, and handle densely packed freeways with cars moving at high speed. When you arrive at your destination, simply step out of the entrance of your car, and it'll enter park seek mode, which will automatically search for a spot and park itself. A tap on your phone summons it back to you? Are you serious, dude? That is the future!
That's fucking crazy. That's unbelievable. Dude, that will not work. What if you get in a wreck with a self-driving car?
You sue Tesla!
Yeah.
Tesla!
Keep going. Is there more options here?
Please note that self-driving functionality is dependent upon extensive software validation and regulatory approval, which may vary widely by jurisdiction. It's not possible to know exactly when each element of the functionality described above will be available, as this is highly dependent on local regulatory approval. Please note that also using a self-driving Tesla for car sharing and ride hailing for friends and family is fine, but doing so for revenue purposes will not only be permissible on the Tesla network, details of which can be released next year. Dude, what? Okay, here's all. We got carbon fiber spoiler, man. You want to add that?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, rear-facing seats. Carry up to 7 passengers by adding seating for 2 children with rear-facing seats.
No.
Engineered to far... Okay, you don't need that. Don't care about children. All right, man. Dude, honestly, that self-driving thing is the coolest thing I've ever heard. Like, why do they talk about ludicrous speed when... Like, you can just be like, I'm going to go to Walmart, and you can press Walmart, and then you can just lay back, and you go to Walmart... And then when you get to Walmart, you just get out at Walmart, and your car just goes and finds a space. Yeah. And then when you're checking out, you can summon your Tesla. How do we not see more of that? Is it because you can't buy them in Kansas?
Yeah, they're not here. Why would they be here? We don't have any electronic, you know, gas stations.
Okay. Just bear with me here on this line of thought. I assume every rich person in Wichita is Republican.
Mm-hmm.
So by being Republican, you're automatically anti-electric car.
Sure.
Okay? If I'm a Republican, and I now know that when I go get my suit tailored, my car will drive itself there and park itself, and then pick me up. So I have a chauffeur without having a chauffeur. I'm now a Democrat. Because I need that in my life. Like, does that exist in any other car?
I'm sure. You could pay for it to be installed.
I don't feel like, because I feel like the Tesla has the engineered cameras and stuff. Like, I feel like if you get, like, a BMW has it, you know, let's just say. Like, I feel like they're just like, what can we tape cameras to right now and sell? Like, I feel like the Tesla is like, we want these to be self-driving from the start. Let's engineer it around that idea. And BMW is
probably better than the other ones, yeah, but...
I mean, better when it's self-driving, don't you think better is best?
Probably.
Because it's driving itself? I feel like that's horrifying. Would you ride in a self-driving car, man?
I don't know. Yeah. I want one right now.
Yeah, but would you actually use it? Like,
fuck yeah.
Like, to get from, like, I feel like, you don't live too far away from me. So, like, from here to your house, okay. What about from, like, here to, like, New Market Shopping Center, where there's going to be lots of stoplights, lots of idiots merging? Like, would you be comfortable enough to take it from here to, like, the Target in New Market Square?
Well, it depends on, like, what your insurance policy would be like. Are you responsible for the actions that your self-driving car does?
No, I think it would be the same. Like, if your self-driving car causes the accident, you're responsible.
Mm-hmm.
If someone T-bones you, that, I think it's still their fault. But I don't know, because I bet they have slick lawyers out there to like, he wasn't even driving that car! You know, and... But I'm more like, do you think... I don't know if I trust the technology enough to be like, yes, this car can handle this complex traffic.
Yeah, it's fine.
But then it's in LA, and isn't LA like the place on the planet has the worst traffic ever?
Yes.
So like, if it can handle that, it should be able to handle Wichita,
yeah,
right?
I think it's fine.
I'm just surprised we don't see more of that. What's the problem? Why don't we see more of that, man? Explain it to me. You're the political man. It's got to have to do with politics. Tell me.
The regulations aren't passed here.
But who's passing them? And why won't they be passed?
Democrats.
You're just yelling buzzwords now.
Antifa.
What? What's that?
Jurisdictions.
You're just continually yelling things. All right, well, you don't know.
I don't.
I bet you will find... I bet you'll watch the YouTube videos after this show.
I don't give a fuck, man. You know the last time I paid attention to politics?
Probably yesterday?
No.
Well, you slept all day yesterday.
Yeah, I haven't done anything about politics. Last I heard, Trump was doing great, man.
I mean, I hear that all the time.
Yeah. He's great.
Are you getting close to your mic so you can go to sleep?
MAGA.
Oh, we made it an hour. I mean, that's better than usual.
What?
Nothing, dude. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
So, I mean, don't you, like, Nick George.
Yeah.
He had a Taurus that could park itself.
Yep.
Like, I think it could also do self-driving on cruise control.
Sure.
So, like, if you're driving down a highway and you hit cruise at 70,
mm-hmm.
it'll keep your lanes and it'll, like, slow down if there's a car in front of you, but it wouldn't, like, pass on its own or anything like that.
Yeah.
But it would parallel park itself. Which is really cool to see happen. But, like, this is like, I mean, you don't need to be in your car.
Nope.
Now you're just off the screen completely. Don't throw up gang symbols up on the screen, man. Are you okay?
No.
What's wrong, man?
I'm not stuck.
You're stuck. Here, let's see if we can see you with this camera.
Ah.
Oh, darn, it's too late. You got up.
You probably could have.
Oh, you could have, but you got up before I did it. So.
Good.
Yeah.
Suck it.
Okay.
Suck it.
Why are you so aggressive now, man?
I woke up, and the only thing that's waking me up is rage.
Oh, and then it keeps you awake is rage, huh?
Yes.
Well, I want to give a big shout-out to you for helping me describe the races. And by big help, I mean you didn't tell me anything.
No, the races are places for douchebags with semi-fast cars to go to see how fast their car is compared to other stupid fast cars.
Yeah, but I wanted to know more about them, like who puts them on.
I think
if they're sanctioned,
a raceway, they are sanctioned. Yeah, it's not just, you know.
I just don't
illegal.
Know how you find out about these things. And you're rolling over everything. Over
I'm going to roll over you. That's what I'm going to do.
All right. Well, that's rude.
Yeah.
No reason for that type of hostility.
Oh, yeah?
Okay, man. By the way, Wild Turkey is bourbon. I went to the liquor store the other day, and I looked, and it said bourbon on it. So
why did...
last week you said it wasn't bourbon.
I didn't disagree, no.
No, you did.
No.
You said it was whiskey, and you were very adamant about it.
No.
Yes, you can't rewrite history, man!
I can certainly rewrite it, unless you have proof proving me wrong.
I do have proof, but we'd have to watch the whole last show.
I did not say Wild Turkey wasn't bourbon.
You did. You said it was a whiskey.
It said it clearly on the label that it was bourbon.
I hate you.
And bourbon whiskey, though? Just a type of whiskey? Isn't that it?
The show's over.
Oh,
I don't
ever
want to talk to you again.
I'm sorry, man.
You have to host it by yourself.
That's okay. I'll do Link and me for a little bit.
No, for a little bit, you got 50 minutes left in the show.
I can't do that.
Well, you're going to have to.
I can't do
that. You're going to have to, man. Okay, so let's talk about a tire flipping yesterday, man, because we haven't yet talked about it. People want to know.
People want to know.
People want to know.
People want to know.
So we've been talking, is this Colby's, it's not hot? I don't. It might be.
What?
Taylor, I'm going to find proof, and then I'm going to play it on the show, and then I'm going to rub it in his face.
It's not hot.
I mean, he's not quite up to it's not hot yet, but it's pretty close.
I said it was a bourbon.
Why are you poking the bear, man?
Well, because it's fun to poke the bear.
Well, that's very rude to poke the bear. Okay, so we went tire flipping, okay? We went to the YMCA near our homes. There were three tires, a big tractor. Poking my eye!
I'm poking the bear. The bear wasn't responding. I wanted a response.
Well, I was hoping it would stop.
It wouldn't until you gave a response.
Okay, please don't.
I am 8 years old.
Big tire, medium tire, small tire.
Yep.
Okay. So, was that the first time you'd ever flipped tires?
No.
When was the last time you had flipped tires?
2013.
Oh my god! 5 years ago?
Yeah.
You couldn't even drink the last time you flipped tires?
No.
Okay. Did you used to like flip them like for CrossFit or like why?
It was like a Ninja Warrior Dash thing.
Okay. Oh, so it was a one-time thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So you never flipped tires recreationally?
No.
But you kind of knew that it was hard to flip tires.
Yeah, they're heavy.
They are very heavy. Mm-hmm. So anyone who's never flipped tires, I don't really know how to describe to you the deceit. Like, they're so hard to flip. Like, when you walk up, you don't really feel like they're going to be that heavy.
No.
Because they're just a tire.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, no joke, even, like, the Ford Taurus tire that was there.
It was
like,
surprisingly heavier.
Yeah, I mean, we both lifted it with one arm.
Yeah.
But, like, it's still heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And then we flipped the giant tractor tire that probably weighed 500 pounds. We only did it, what, 3-4 times each, maybe?
Probably.
And then we both went home. Colby's back hurt, my wrist hurt.
Mm-hmm.
It was a whole thing. Are we too old to flip tires?
Yes.
Okay.
That's a young man's game.
Yeah. Right?
Because they're too heavy.
I mean, there's got to be a reason why you don't ever, like, you go to that wide workout, right? Do you ever see people out there actually flipping tires?
No, the time I Snapchatted you, right, the man flipping a tire, was the first time I'd ever seen anybody out there flipping
tires. So in 6 months, you've seen one person flip tires, mm-hmm, out there. I mean, that's why do they even have tires?
For that one person.
They're horrible. There's got to be better ways to work out than flipping
tires.
Well,
I mean, there's better ways, but it is also a great workout.
Because, well, yeah, but you destroy your body.
Well, not if you do it often enough.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're telling me that if we went out next week and flip tires, it would be easier than last time?
No, we would have to do it every day.
Every day?
Yeah, every other day.
But if your back hurts and then you go and you flip tires more, doesn't that just make your back hurt worse?
Yeah, you get used to the hurt.
I don't want to get used to hurt.
Well, that's just working out in general.
No. There's a difference between leg pain and back pain. Yeah. Back pain ruins your whole life.
They're both.
Like, leg pain, you can at least sit, you know, at your office desk or something and just kind of take a load off your legs. Back pain's there, whether you're standing, whether you're sitting, whether you're laying, whether you're pooping, it doesn't matter. You're always going to have a hurt back. And I don't want that in my life.
Well,
and I don't know anyone who does.
Flipping tires is not for you then, man.
It's not. Is it for you?
Yeah.
No, so you're going to go back and flip tires more?
Yeah.
No, you're not.
It was a great exercise.
You are never going
to. My back is 3 times bigger than it was yesterday.
Does your back still hurt from yesterday?
No.
I like how Blue is like, you get used to the hurt.
Not as bad.
Just a motto for life in general. Get used to the hurt. Well, it's you watch the video. Is it going to be usable?
Nope.
Really?
Yeah, not at all.
What's wrong with it?
The wind.
So just.
And also, we're not funny.
All right.
And also, it's 17 minutes long. And I'm going to have to cut a lot of that. And so it's going to be like a 10-minute segment.
Oh, 10 minutes is more than I thought it would be 3-4 minutes max.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, real short.
Well, maybe. Then it might exceed your expectations.
Yeah. I mean, I thought like 5 minutes would be the ceiling.
Mm. No.
Like, I imagine, like, some super short, like, some super cuts of, like, us just yapping, and then a couple of us flipping tires like bozos, and then back to us yapping, you know?
Yeah.
What are you doing right now?
What?
It's like I'm doing a show with a mentally challenged man. What is happening?
That's how I feel right now, man. I'm tired.
Are you dying?
I'm tired.
You just don't want to be on camera. You're so tired now?
I'm tired, man.
I'm sorry, man.
I don't know. Tire flipping sucked. I would not recommend it. I mainly said it. Said it as a joke whenever I recommended it for us to do. And
I'm
then
honestly,
you were like, well, we should go out and film it.
So are you saying that you didn't actually expect us to ever actually flip tires?
Yeah.
Well, I hope the video is usable.
Yeah, it will be fine.
I'm sure we'll get 3 to 5 minutes of good stuff, mm-hmm. right? I need to get you Chris's version. She said that Brittany is in every single one of her shots.
Well, yeah, that's because Chris was so goddamn wide. I didn't know I had to explain how to film something with two cameras.
You do. You need to.
Yeah, you basically just...
Well, don't tell me. I know.
Angle it in.
I know. You should have did some directing, man. You're the director.
You also could have been the director.
I'm not the director. I'm the host. You're the director. You think Jeff Probst is giving direction advice to Survivor? I don't think so.
I think he is.
No.
I
do this, you do the video. That was the agreement.
Yeah, I'm going to edit the video.
Okay. No, and you got to produce it.
Nah, see, editing and directing
and
are two
ideas. Ideas was also on you.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Wild Turkey is a bourbon, and you said it wasn't, and you said you were going to write stories for the video. You
definitely didn't ever say that.
You
once.
Did. We can go back. We have a contract. It's signed.
Right. Yeah, it's definitely not at all.
We don't have a
anywhere.
Contract at all, but... What'd you do, man?
I don't know.
Why'd you break it?
I didn't break shit.
You just clicked the hole.
You clicked it. Ow. Why?
Somehow you had unplugged the
How
mic.
How the fuck did that happen?
I don't know.
It's just been hanging by a thread this entire time?
Yeah, that is... I don't know how that's possible.
I don't either, because it was definitely picking me up.
Yeah! I don't know how that... Like, gravity didn't exist.
No.
This mic exists in a wormhole. Also, Taylor says you definitely did.
I didn't.
You were supposed to come up with one idea a month.
Okay. Well, we got this one.
Remember, we were supposed to do something new every month. Like, like this month we did tire flipping, and then this month we did overlays. Next month we did tire flipping. Mm-hmm. Then we said we'd figure it out.
Yeah. So should we try another form of exercise for you to
do? No, I don't think we need to do things that are physically exerting for me. I think we should do stuff. Like, I feel like we should go do improv. Let's do something that you're bad at next.
No.
Yeah, I think that's how it should
Let's
be.
Let's not do
like, you
that.
Like, I got friggin' Zeus standing next to me flipping tires.
Nope.
And I'm out there, I look like Gumby, and then we should go do improv next.
Improv. No.
I think we should.
Nope.
Improv sounds great. I'd be amazing at improv.
Oh, would ya?
Yeah.
I almost want to do it just to see you do it.
Well, you don't.
See what you come up with.
You don't think I'd be good at improv, man?
I don't know. You're good behind where you're comfortable, but when you're not comfortable,
I'm like the Hulk of comfortability. I'm never comfortable. Mm-hmm. I've got a swamp happening in my pants right now. Mm-hmm. Back hurts. I'm struggling. You just fell asleep in your chair.
I did.
Your mic came unplugged.
I did.
All these things. You think I'm comfortable?
Yeah.
I am pretty comfortable, so.
No.
But I'm comfortable doing this. This improv is just this, but
in front of people who are all staring at you.
I'm not scared of people staring at me.
Okay.
Dude. If I was scared of people staring at me, I wouldn't have done a tire flipping video for the internet to look at.
Nobody was staring at you, though.
Everyone on the internet's gonna be staring at me, man!
Well, that's on the internet, not
There's
in your
still
face.
Eyes. There's still people that come in here
you
and be like,
You can't see
Seth,
the eyes, though.
I know exactly what Taylor looks like.
Yeah, but you can't literally see her eyes watching you.
I can imagine what they look like, and they look disappointed every time. Now you're dying again.
It's not the same thing.
Her eyes looking at that video of me flipping tires are the same as my eyes watching you fall out of your chair.
Yeah.
It's just disdain and disappointment. That's all it is.
Oh, man. Dude.
Yeah?
I want Game of Thrones to come back.
Yeah?
I want to know what happens.
What season are you with Britt now?
Like in the middle of four.
What's happening? I don't know what that means. So what's happening
Jamie's
right now?
Jamie's practicing without his hand.
Okay.
Tyrion's about to be on trial for killing Joffrey.
Okay. Did you know,
that's about it,
by the way,
really?
That the lady who plays Joffrey's love interest, the whore lady, I remember her name, Shay, is that her name?
You mean Tyrion's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who did I say?
Joffrey.
I'm an idiot. Yeah, Tyrion.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Jay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know she's actually a professional porn star who quit porn to become an actress?
I didn't. She's Sasha Gray.
Well, Sasha didn't quit porn, though, did she? She still does it.
No, I have no idea.
I don't either. I would,
but I did not. I would assume most of the women that get naked on that show are probably porn stars of some sort or strippers.
I don't know. Yeah. Just assume because they take their clothes off on camera and doing it for money outside.
Yep. I mean, there's only a certain amount of people who are going to be okay with just being completely fully nude on camera for the entire world to see.
I guess, yeah.
And so if you're okay with doing it on HBO, why aren't you okay with doing it on Pornhub?
Well, because no one's putting things in your body.
You don't know that.
Well, it's Hollywood, so they probably
are,
actually.
You don't know that.
It's probably exactly the same.
Casting couches exist.
Yeah, man, they do. You don't. You just grumbled, I don't know.
I don't know, man.
Anyway, so are you? So are you towards the end?
Wait, what?
Has the thing on the toilet happened yet? Has the thing on the toilet happened?
No.
Okay. I'm not going to spoil it because Britt's probably watching.
Yeah.
Even though she spoiled everything.
Yeah.
So, what does she know? Everything?
Yeah. I think.
Does she even enjoy
watching
it? She
doesn't know the one spoiler that you didn't know for the last season.
Okay.
The very end.
Right.
But
that's barely a spoiler.
Yeah,
that's more of like a cool thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, that card last night was a spoiler, and she didn't know what that meant. She was like, is that when the dragon dies? And I'm like, no.
What was the card last night?
Bronn of the Blackwater lost fans.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because he shot Drogon.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I lost fans. I don't understand the fascination with the dragons. I don't care at all about the dragons.
Dude, they're just big old beastly motherfuckers.
Yeah, but, like, I don't feel like they're cute dogs that like I want to cuddle. Like
first when they were tiny, absolutely, but not anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't feel like an attachment to them.
Dude, I would like a big, gigantic flying bus that can breathe fire whenever I deemed fit.
Oh, who wouldn't?
I would take over the world. Then again, Apache helicopters exist.
Yeah, I think Apache. What wins, Apache helicopters or a dragon?
Apache fucking helicopters.
Apache helicopters win easily, right?
Heat-seeking missiles. Dragon.
That's actually kind of sad, you know?
Yeah. Well, no, fire can't kill a dragon.
Yeah, but nuclear missiles can.
That's just a big hot fire.
No, that's not. That's something beyond fire.
I mean, like, probably the
calibers of bullets could kill them.
No, but that.
Yeah.
But the debris from
it is kind of silly. Like, you think about it, like, Godzilla would just get annihilated by Apache helicopters.
No.
I think so.
They shot him up in the latest Godzilla.
I know, and then it's all CGI, so they make him so he doesn't die, but I think in real life he's going to get murdered from Apache helicopters.
You would think so.
Is there anything on the planet
lizard
that can survive Apache helicopters?
Probably another Apache helicopter. No, they've died.
I mean, they're intense, man.
Yeah, like,
I mean, just their namesake, like, Apaches themselves could probably take down a dragon.
Like the Indians?
Yeah. Like 10 Apaches? I bet they could take on the entire army of White Walkers. Man.
White Walkers.
Yeah, I bet they could. If Jon Snow had Apaches, end of show.
Why?
Dude, they're killers, man.
It just gives me rock hard!
So much credit.
Icy, tier one sub, 5 months in a row.
5 months.
I can do this now. Just for her. She probably wants you to do it, though, so here we go. Oh, God! Oh!
That was like Jabba.
Yeah, it's like Jabba being choked. I see, I'm sorry that you had to see that.
It was your idea.
It was. That's why I'm apologizing for it. I see, how are you doing today?
I'm not.
Who would win, 10 Apaches or 1 Apache helicopter? Oh, I think the Apache helicopter would win, right? I don't think anything can beat an Apache helicopter. What about F-16s? I feel like the maneuverability of the Apache, like, that wins. Because, like, even if F-16 could, like, shoot, like, a missile out of the Apaches, you know, and just dodge it.
Nope.
You think the F-16 wins?
Yeah.
So, like, our military vehicle list, what's at the top of the heap? Nuclear subs. What's happening? Are you stroking out? What is going on?
Can't think of anything else. Can't think of anything else.
It looks like your head is doing something it shouldn't be doing.
Yeah, it does.
It does.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to get it down there so I can hear you. Are you okay, man?
Marine.
Oh, you answered the question.
Mm-hmm. Marine could take anything on, man. Anything.
But don't Marines fly Apache helicopters?
They could be Army. Could be Air Force. Could be fucking a dude who stole one.
But don't Marines have their own Air Force? They do, right?
I think.
So, I feel like a Marine in an Apache
is the most unstoppable thing.
Okay,
ever.
So let's do this. Everything being piloted right now is piloted by a Marine.
Okay.
What's the big dog?
A big dog.
I think the nuclear submarine wins all.
No.
I think so, man.
You know how hard it is to launch a nuclear submarine?
I think you push like a button and a nuke goes
off.
No,
you have to turn like two keys and get approval from Washington and
well,
a whole bunch of shit.
Okay. So you don't need approval from Washington to blow stuff
fuck
up with an Apache?
No, you got one. You're free reign. There's no key turning on an Apache.
Okay. All right, man.
You're just blowing people up with missiles.
Okay, so you think Apache's top of the heap?
I don't know.
Can it beat a jet?
I don't know.
What do you know?
I don't know anything.
You don't know anything?
I know nothing.
You're Jon Snow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Hey, Fictional, how are you doing? A submarine piloted by an Apache helicopter. What about an Apache helicopter piloted by a sub?
What?
Are you stroking out?
I read things. I was reading things, and you said that a submarine was flying an Apache helicopter, and I'm the dumb one?
Okay, if you were reading things, then you would read right here. At 3:26, minutes 421 says, a submarine piloted by an Apache helicopter.
Right, and then you inversed it.
You put your
for a submarine
on so you don't yell
to
at
be
me?
A fucking helicopter piloting a damn helicopter.
What?
You're a dumb person. Your brain equals mush, like mine. It's all mush.
Yeah, it's mushed.
I am. I'm done.
Fictional, how are you doing? I haven't seen you in a bit. How you doing? I'm worried about Colby at this point in the show. He's breaking down.
I don't know, man. Stop it.
What don't you know? What's
Leave
happening?
Leave me alone.
Leave you alone? What do you mean?
I don't know, man.
That's the second time you said that.
I don't know.
Why are you hitting me with balls?
I got nothing else to do.
Hey, I've been looking for that, actually. That should be on the bed.
Yeah. You're welcome.
I don't need that. Let's get your mic arm. It's like in the camera shot. You know what? Can't fix it. Don't matter. Don't matter. You wanna end the show, man? Are you dying over there?
Nah, we got 30 minutes left.
I know, I don't feel like we're gonna make it.
We got 30 minutes left.
I don't feel like we're gonna make
we're
it.
We're gonna
man.
Do it.
I don't feel like
we're
we
gonna do it.
Okay. I mean,
topics there, friend?
But I have one topic.
What's that?
Matthew Snapchatted me today.
Oh, great.
And he asked if I streamed from Xbox.
Yeah, totally.
And I said yes when there's games to play, and then he said my son found a streaming app on the Xbox, and I wanted to know if you do it. And then I had this picture. I just want you to look at it.
I really hope that's a poorly timed picture, and his mouth's just open because
no.
he's speaking.
No, it's been open for a long time. That is literally this video in motion is this image for 10 seconds.
He is truly Matthew's kid.
Can you describe this photo?
No. How even old is that child?
I think he's 1.5. I think he turned 1 in April.
And why is he playing Xbox?
What's he supposed to be doing? Get parented?
Yeah, read.
You think he can read? He's 1.5.
Try to read.
He's 1.5.
Teach him shapes. Colors. To shut his fucking mouth.
Whoa, shit. To shut his mouth. Yep. Yep. Okay.
And my hair is different. Sorry to take so long with that retort.
Yeah, he just got a haircut, and then he's ruined it over the course of the show by rubbing it, and so now he looks like the military guy from Street Fighter 2.
I look fucking perfect. I don't know what you're talking about. I look great. Look at that profile view. Looks great.
Remember his name? Guile, that's his name. This is who Colby looks like. This is his hair. Right?
How the fuck does that look like that? It's not funny. It's completely inaccurate. It's like saying like you look like Snoop Dogg.
Don't look like Snoop
Dogg. Exactly. Same with that. I don't look like that fuck.
You might look like that guy.
No. You are dumb. That was a dumb comparison.
Oh, that's funny.
You want to get hit?
No, I don't want to get hit. Please don't hit me. You can't solve all your problems through violence,
fuck
man.
Fuck your shit up.
You don't.
Man.
Please don't.
I can solve some things with violence.
No, you can't solve anything. I'll still think what I think. I'll just be in pain.
That's fine, but you won't speak it.
Oh, I'll probably. Plays Gala theme. It goes with everything. All right, hold on. Is that the da 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 na 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 right?
Gonna beat.
I don't know why that's so funny to me. Sorry, man. Your hair looks good. It looks really good, man. I like your haircut. Back same place, snip and clip or wherever?
Snip and clip.
Super
yep.
Yeah, super cuts?
Got it. Yep.
Is it super cut?
No, it's snip and clip.
I mean, Sniffing Clip's a place, isn't it?
No.
I think it is.
No. Nah.
Is it Supercuts?
I think that's where you go to take your dog.
Is it Super... Oh, that might be. Sorry, everyone has problems every once in a while, man. It's okay.
Yeah, sorry. It took me a second. It got there, though.
I kind of want to end the show because Colby's like... I'm worried that he's going to power down.
Nah, we got fucking 27
But I also,
left.
At some point, I kind of just want to sit back and just let him play.
Yeah,
just
man.
See what happens.
Just let me be myself.
It's just a zoo animal
Stop
style show.
Me
okay.
And just let me be.
All right, here, let's watch him.
That's not entertaining at all.
We'll just make it your show. There we go.
This is stupid. I don't like it. What are you doing?
It's all the bigger we can make it without having me in it. So you gotta play in that area.
I can't do that.
I can't see that. Doesn't count. My forehead.
That's right.
You like put that directly under my hair.
Yeah.
That was actually.
I knew where I was going.
It was impressive, to be honest.
I knew where I was going.
All right, man. You ready to quit?
No.
I mean, I can't do the show when you're just playing with toys, man.
I'm naughty anymore. Tulips. Do you like tulips?
Are we gonna talk about flowers again?
Man, bring them back up. When was the last time you drummed? Friday. It's been too long.
It's been 48 hours.
I need to release more rage.
I don't know if rage is your problem. I think lack of sleep is your problem.
I think no, it's not that.
I think
I've had
that.
A lot of sleep.
I don't know. It's something.
It's something, as in I'm going crazy.
Yeah, I've never seen you like this.
Ah.
I'm worried.
No, don't be. I'm fine.
You're not fine.
I'm great.
You're definitely not great. You've never been great. I've never known you to be great.
I'm fantastically great.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. What's in this?
Nothing.
What was in it?
I think mints.
Mmm.
And the brain of a mushroom.
I want to be a mushroom.
Do you?
You know, I think Britt... Okay, good. She's not on the list anymore. I hope that's accurate. Because she's with her mother.
Okay.
She was watching, I think.
Okay.
Just really hope she's not anymore. Just really hope.
Because are you about to say something? Or
no,
like,
I'm just embarrassed.
You don't want her to see this?
Yeah.
But you're okay with our sub seeing this?
Yeah, they're fine. They pay money. They know what they get. I'm like this all the time. I don't know what you're talking about.
I've never seen you like this.
This is always what you get.
I'm honestly worried.
The Seth and Colby show.
I mean, I feel like you've gone slap happy.
Slap happy?
Yeah.
Nah.
What'd you eat today, man?
Fucking eggs. Eggs and turkey bacon. You ever had turkey bacon, man?
I have. Just answered that so aggressively.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tastes like bacon.
It tastes like shit. That tasted fine.
I feel like I'm being held hostage on the show. Right
good,
now.
You are. I'm telling you to stay. You gotta stay. We gotta milk 24 more minutes, bro. You got a topic that will last 20 minutes?
Nope.
You don't?
Uh-uh.
Not anything?
Nope.
Well, then you're bad at your job. Not like this is my job or anything.
No, it's not.
No,
you don't write the stories for the videos. You don't.
I don't do anything.
Finish the overlays.
I make the show weird.
I do a pretty good job of that myself.
Well,
not like this though.
Then I'm just downgrading.
This is like there's your Guile hair again.
The what?
I think it's when you look straight on at the camera. That's when you look like Guile. I think that's it. I think it's this look right.
I think I made it worse.
Yeah, it doesn't look as guileless anymore. Like, in real life, it doesn't look like it. It's something the camera's doing. What, now you think it is?
No, that's just a big old peak dome. Yeah, man, I look like Elvis now.
I don't even know how to describe what you look like.
Yeah, I look like fucking Elvis, that's what I look like. I'm the king.
I mean, do you look that way on the phone?
I'm the king, bro.
Now, see, there's more definition to it on the phone.
I don't know what that means.
Like, I could see your strands of hair. Like, see, on here, it just looks like a big black block placed on your head. And I think that's why you look more like Guile to me, because it looks like someone just lowered a helmet of hair down onto your skull. But I think the people at home who are watching it on monitors that aren't terrible... Sorry, am I boring you?
Yes. For the love of God, yes. I've asked you to talk about anything. And you're like, nope, got nothing. Do you like gold, man?
Do I like gold?
You want some gold?
I would love gold.
Well, then come up with some comedy gold here, or else this show is going to fucking blow up.
This is like, you know, every once in a while on a show... There's like a best of segment that happens.
Yeah.
But the best of segment is this is one of them that only is good as it's happening.
Nah.
Because no one's going to re-listen to this and be like, this is funny. But all of us watching are like, what's he going to do next?
What's he going to do next?
What's
That's
gonna
my
happen?
Question for you, man. You're just sitting there making fun of me. Do something more funny. You already did that. Next. Dance, monkey. Dance. This is your entertainment? Starting and stopping a piece of audio? Is that really it?
Do that thing with your tongue. Why you do that to me? That was
it.
Suggestive.
Yeah, it was.
Hey, do you have access to our old shows and clips, man?
No.
How do I get the access to you?
What access?
Like, Well, like, I'm redoing the intro right now. Okay. And, like, instead of, like, the photo of us standing outside the theater, mm-hmm. where I look like a 40-year-old lesbian woman that has captured a child.
Regardless, you always look like that.
That's fair.
Okay.
Hurtful, but fair.
Yeah.
I figured maybe you could use, like, clips from our old shows, like, 10 years ago, but I didn't know if you had any of those.
No.
Okay.
No, I don't.
Because I think, like, I have all the old... I don't know if I do or not. I don't know if I have videos or not. God, my computer's so slow, I can't look. Keep the photo? God, I don't like that photo.
Why are you redoing the intro?
Just to make it a specific length and be more relevant to how we use it now. Because it's not... Well, we had this discussion already, like we were going to update the intro.
Oh, what did we?
We did.
By that discussion, you mean taking out the music at the end.
Well, that's one thing we're going to do to it.
That was the update that I heard.
Well, we also, I want to, like, remove, like, the times that the show happens.
Oh, really?
Like, the show is not about movies, music, politics, weird science.
It used to be.
Yeah.
And you changed it.
Yes, so hence.
To this.
Hence the intro.
To this.
This would happen regardless.
Nah.
Okay, what's some interesting news you read about in the last week,
man? I don't know,
man.
You did the prep. You're bad at the prep now.
I did everything.
You did nothing.
I thought I just did the prep. It's like I'm arguing with Donald Trump.
It's fair. The man's the president.
He is the president. And you aren't wrong. What happens if I just play the outro music right now?
And you're going to be playing it for 20 minutes.
I'd only last five.
Then you're going to need to restart it. 4 times.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm redoing the intro.
Why?
I just got done telling you the reasons. Do I need to say them again?
Yes.
Well, too bad.
How are you redoing it?
Well, I'm redoing the... Because I made the audio and the voiceovers.
Oh, okay.
That's why I'm asking you if you have other clips to use.
No. I'm keeping the photo.
All right. I'm going to make that segment so long that you're going to have to use something else, though.
What segment?
The segment about us being friends for 10 years.
I'll just keep rotating it. It'll just be the same thing. I'll throw, like, a neon effect on it.
Why do you hate me, man?
Zoom in on your face.
That sounds more difficult than just throwing some video in there.
Yeah, why would you do right that? It is.
Why would you do
to
that?
To spite you.
Why?
Because.
Why do I deserve to be spitting?
You're changing my fucking intro.
What do you mean?
You're changing it.
You don't want it to change. You want it to be the same.
Dude, that was a lot of work.
I mean, it was. So was this show. And now it's crashing and burning.
Yeah, it
so
is. 107 episodes. It's still episodes. Really hard. Right now, it's really hard.
What is?
Doing this show.
Why are you yelling at
me? My dick. Yep, my dick. It's rock
dick?
Hard.
Is your dick?
My dick is real hard, man.
I'm only thinking about Dak in the back of that stupid stove
cat
theater.
With the hat.
What is that?
When you pat his back.
That's a Tony P live.
With a tap
something
rat.
In the back with the fitted cap on that he just goes on and doesn't rhyme at all. When's the third show? Well, we have to hit 12 concurrent viewers over a 30-day period. And right now we're at 10.
And we're not doing great right now.
And I wonder why that could be. Certainly isn't because of the quality of content.
Oh, yeah, because the other content's so much better than this. So much better. So much better, Mr. Man who actually speaks and hadn't spoke for the last 30, 40 minutes. Yeah, I wonder why the content's bad. Because you don't speak! You're not speaking right now! What do you think the problem is with the content, then?
Don't stab me! You cannot resort to violence on time,
I can
man.
When you're being a little bitch and not speaking words, because the next thing from words is sticks. I'm going to beat you with them.
So you're jabbing me with...
Sticks and stones, bitch.
I'd rather be beat with a stick than you jab me with your hand.
Okay.
So please don't beat me unless it's with a stick.
I will go outside and find a stick.
I wish you would. Because while you're out there, I'm going to stop the show.
Regardless, you're getting beat with a stick. Whether it's for the internet or not, you're getting whapped.
Whapped?
Whapped.
Whapped?
Yeah.
Yeah. What you got? You got plans for this week, man?
Work.
Just that's it?
Yep.
you doing Tuesday night?
What's Tuesday?
I don't know. Just Tuesday night.
Nothing.
What you doing Wednesday night?
Nothing.
When so you'll have time to get.
Oh, I'm going to be doing a lot of stuff, actually.
Oh, yeah? Sorry. Okay, like what? Yeah, let's hear it.
I got to go meet the Prince of Persia, and then...
Persia's not a country anymore. Well, that's impressive.
That's as far as you know. I have to time travel.
Oh, okay.
Go back then.
Which version of the Prince of Persia is it? Jake Gyllenhaal or earlier?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
All right, that's cool. Okay.
So I'm meeting him.
All right.
That's going to take a couple days travel time.
Okay.
And then...
So you're just going to miss work?
Yeah, I'm just not going to have any time to do anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what day is that exactly that you're going to be meeting the Prince of Persia?
Wins Tuesday.
So you're going to leave Monday. What time on Monday? What time are you leaving on Monday to go meet?
As soon as possible.
Where are you going to?
As soon as Sunday turns to Monday.
So you have tonight then?
No.
What are you doing tonight then?
Tonight, I have to go up into a hot air balloon and meet with Zerg Jumang.
Who? I'm sorry, I didn't catch that name.
Zerg Jume?
Zerg Jume? Mm-hmm. Who's Zerg Jume?
He's a alien.
Okay. What's...
Foreign leader.
Oh, yeah? You can't say where he's from?
I can't.
So you could just dock the Prince of Persia, but not Zerg Jume?
Mm-hmm.
What's his name again?
Zerg Jume.
Okay. I'm going to ask you again in 2 minutes and see if you say the same thing.
I will say the same thing.
Okay, so you're back.
Because he's a very loyal person.
So you're back Thursday. We'll do a show Thursday.
Nah.
No?
No show.
Okay.
Nope.
What are you going to be doing instead?
Stuff.
Okay.
And things.
What'd you go do a Friday then? Just move the show to Friday.
Friday is basketball day.
Oh.
So I'm going to play basketball with LeBron James.
Oh, you're going to play with LeBron?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where are you playing at?
L.A.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of travel time there as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's a busy week.
Yeah, okay. What about Saturday? You still in L.A.?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you doing in L.A. on Saturday?
Meeting with Ari Gold to set up a movie.
Except Ari Gold in real life moved to Chicago.
Nah, he's flying out to meet me there in L.A.
Is LeBron going to be there too, or is it just you and
LeBron
Ari?
Yeah, me and LeBron are doing a movie. It's kind of like Mike, except it's...
Is it Amy Schumer in it?
I'm going to be LeBron.
Oh, you're playing LeBron?
No.
Oh.
It's like Mike.
What's like Mike? I don't know that movie.
You don't know that movie?
I don't know like Mike. I'm sorry.
I think it stars Lil Bow Wow.
Okay.
And he's like Michael Jordan, because he gets Michael Jordan's powers of playing... And then Michael Jordan plays like a little child.
So it's Space Jam, but not cartoon?
Kind of.
Okay.
Sure.
So you're going to get LeBron James's powers.
Mm-hmm. And he's going to get mine, which are terrible. So.
Okay.
Sorry to disappoint you, Lakers season.
When
but
are
he's
you?
Going to be really bad.
And that's just the Lakers. And so...
Next time I'll have like free times, like probably in like 3 years or so.
3 years? Wow. Mm-hmm. So no show until 3 years from now?
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
That's disappointing.
It's like olden days, bro. It's
no,
like
we did one
days.
Show a year every year.
Still, though, we didn't 1 year, so...
That's true. We missed 2016. Mm-hmm. I'm still sad about that.
So that's two. Now I'm just pushing it to three.
Okay. It's not two. That's one.
No.
You skipped two.
No, it's 2 years.
We did one in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
We did one in 2017.
Yeah, that's 2 year interval.
That's 1 year.
That's a 2 year interval.
We missed 1 year. We missed 2016.
Yeah. No, that's a 2 year interval from show to show.
Not.
So no, I'm saying it's 3 years from this.
We did
show
we
to
did an episode
show.
December 31st,
mm-hmm.
2015.
Yep.
Then we did an episode April 2017.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. So that's not 2 years.
It's a year and a half.
It's not 2 years.
Close. So then I'm just doubling
you're just
it. So then I'm just doubling it. That's
okay.
All I'm doing. Yeah.
All right. So when you get back those 3 years, what do you got to do? Then you're going to work on everything.
Yeah, make stuff for the show.
Yeah, make a new intro.
Yeah.
And make panels.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
You could also just email me the things and I could just do them for you and then you don't have to worry about it.
I'm not going
to
email anything to you.
It's very rude.
Yeah, it sucks.
I don't know why.
It sucks.
Why?
Because.
Why won't you send me stuff, man?
I'm going to burn you.
Oh my God. So why do you always resort to violence?
I like violence.
What's the guy's name you're meeting with tonight?
Deshme.
No, I don't think that's what
you
said.
I think it was Deshme.
I don't think it was
Zerg Dume.
That was it.
Zerg Dume.
Yeah, you probably should learn his name. Yeah. You're going to meet him in a couple hours.
Well, that was his last name. Zerg Dume, Turg Dume. Oh, my God. Okay, we can end. Good Lord.
Oh, that's it? You ran out of gas? So is maybe the key now whenever you go into this... hopefully every once a 100 episodes breakdown where you fall out of your chair and then start rummaging through toys. The real thing I got to do to get you in the show is just talk to you directly. Drain your fuel.
Yeah.
Because you were like running on reserve battery power. So like you were still thinking you were doing stuff.
No.
But now you realize you're out of gas.
Yeah.
What if I make you do the last 10 minutes?
That's fine. We can continue to do this.
Okay. All right.
I'll make up weird made up names more.
What's the guy's name again?
Zerg Dume. Senior.
And what's he do?
He is a foreign diplomat of the planet Blaga.
I think you'd do okay at an improv class.
Yeah, sure.
I think you would.
Sure.
I think you'd do fine, as long as there's no one looking at you.
Yeah, and no one in the class.
Yeah,
just
well...
just me in a room.
Just me staring
then
at you.
It'll be fine.
Just me staring at you.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, it's it does worry me a little bit that you don't consider the people watching you right now to be watching you.
They are watching me.
Yeah, and they're judging you harshly.
That's fine. Okay. They already judge me more than anyone else should.
No, well... yeah, I thought you were going to say more than anyone. They definitely judge me harder than you.
No, I don't give a shit about their judgments. They can think what they want. I'm fucked up. Nobody ain't going to not tell me that's not true.
Nobody ain't not going to tell me that's not true.
You can figure that one out.
Someone needs to write that puzzle down.
You can figure that one out all on your own.
I can't.
Yeah, no.
I am not mentally capable
I
of
can't
figuring
either.
Out that sentence.
I'll say not over and over and over again until your brain breaks. So you can't figure it out.
It just happened.
I ain't not going to participate in this conversation, which I am not ain't a part of.
Wow. I mean, okay, where's the stupid ending music? So I
hey,
can
no, skip? Man. We got fucking 9 minutes left, bro. Got
oh,
nine minutes
that?
Left.
Oh, it sounds like the outro music. 2 hours is not a requirement. It's a
suggestion.
Suggestion.
It's a guideline.
It's like the pirate code.
It's the guideline.
Yeah, exactly.
Stop.
Guys, I would usually I thank you guys for being here, and today I mean it more than usual. Because if you stayed around for like the last 20 minutes of that.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to thank you.
Thanks, guys. Hope that was entertaining of some sort.
We appreciate y'all. Thanks for hanging out.
Yeah.
Thursday, okay, we're going to be back, right? Unless you're hanging out with LeBron.
I'm in LeBron territory.
Okay. Well, if Colby makes it back from his trip with LeBron, we're going to be doing Colby Plays Games on Thursday as well. So be on the lookout in the Discord or in the Twitter for all of the stuff to vote.
To the stuff, to the stuff.
Yes. Also, remember, just a reminder to those of you who don't watch us live, that the show is now only on Twitch.
Live.
It's only on Twitch. It's not on YouTube. But yeah, you should just watch us live. That would be easiest. But go to twitch.tv/SethandColby and click on collections, and there's all the episodes right there. I redid them all today. They're nicely organized. Every episode we've done that on Twitch is on there, up from episode 14. Is on there. Took a lot of work, including every Colby Plays game, so that's all there. Eventually, when Colby is able to finish the panels, we'll include like a Watch Old Episodes panel on the...
Oh, really? Would we?
We will, when Colby
really,
actually is
huh?
able to do that. So.
Yeah, because I had no idea I was making that one.
Well, yeah.
You just couldn't tell me about it now.
Well, you also didn't know you were going to make a new intro, even though I had told you.
I knew the intro thing.
So you just pretend that you didn't?
I was just going to make the panels that are already on our page.
Well,
so
those are 2 years old, man.
Well,
probably should update.
I have to redo my fucking panel template then to add another one on. To add another one on, they're different.
What, you add like special icons and stuff for each one?
Well, kind of.
Yeah. Well, I might have some more for you then. I mean, if you got things done and you send it to me as they were done, I could like.
Happen.
We don't need to update it all at once. I don't even know what you're saying right now. What was that? Do you even know what you were saying?
Just give me the list of things and it will happen. God.
It could be seppuku at the top of the list, man.
Seppuku?
Yeah, it means kill yourself with your own sword.
What?
It's Japanese.
Okay.
We're going to leave. All right, bye, guys.
Bye.
When But now you're all upset.
Now I'm confused. The fuck did this show start being in Japanese?
I'm sorry. I thought Japanese would be okay since you're being with Doolagon Zoolagon in 20 minutes, okay? I thought it would be okay. Is that not okay?
Zoogaloo Doolagoo.
You don't know his name
on
either.
On Planet Blaga.
You got the planet right. The name.
It was the same.
All right, guys. We love you. Love we'll you. See you on Thursday, dudes. Bye-bye. Bye, everybody. Have a good one. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.